Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're joined by Steven Souza, a good friend of the show. Haven't had him on for a little bit, but a good friend of the show. Remember, he was with the Rays for a couple of years. 30 bombs with the Rays last year. And well-chronicled, battled some demons, really found himself, got his life on track. And this is just a stand-up guy and a good player who's healthy again and could help the Diamondbacks a lot down the stretch. And he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Steven? How you been, buddy? What's going on?
Guys, it's great to hear from you. Always excited to be on the show.
Yeah, we thought we lost you out there with a cactus out in Arizona, man.
Right? You move west out of the...
You know, when you go to a new time zone, I'll tell you what, it's like feeling like you're going to a different country.
I went through that. I did live in Northern California for 2 years, so I know what you mean. Everything gets flipped. Everything good, though? You're obviously healthy now. You've adjusted to life in Arizona with the D-backs. You're feeling pretty good?
Yeah, I feel great, man. It was a scary injury in spring training. I had a football injury. I tore my pec. And so,
yeah, how did you do that?
I did a diving. I landed, tore my pec, and nobody really knew what was going on. But I tried to come back in May, and it didn't go quite so well. It's tough to battle when a pec's not fully healed. But, man, I'm so thankful to be healed. We're playing good. We're in first place. I can't ask for much more than that.
Wait, so like diving into a pool or diving to go get into a base?
No, spring training. So in spring training, I dove for a ball.
Oh,
and I took off pretty high.
Oh, I got
and
you.
When I landed, I was so outstretched.
I see. I got you. Your arm was out.
Exactly. My pec. The doctors actually said first time they've seen it in baseball. So I'm an anomaly right now. So I'm holding on to it.
Yeah, no, you are. But you're healthy now and you're back. And you look at this race out in the West. It's every week. And we're just talking about the one side. It's also in the other division as well. I mean, it's tight out there in the West for you guys. What's your advantage right now other than being atop and leading with a few weeks left to go? But what's the advantage right now for the Diamondbacks over these other teams that we keep talking about, the Dodgers and the Giants?
Man, well, we definitely play really good defense. I mean, I think we're the number one defensive team in the league right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're going to give you 27 outs to beat us. And if you can't beat us with 27 outs, then you're not going to beat us. Our pitching has been – our first two, Patrick Corbin and Zach Greinke, have been unbelievable all year long. And then, the back of our – Clay Buchholz has been an awesome story coming back from some arm issues and just really solidified our rotation and with Godley and Ray. We got a deep rotation. We got a really athletic team. Our offense at the beginning of the year was a little shaky, but we're starting to get a little more consistency since the second half. I think we've got 6 runs a game. So we just kind of have everything to bring to the table. Now sometimes it's not always been every aspect has been locked in, but I think that if we can get together and kind of everybody do their part and get kind of locked in, man, we can roll through some teams, and we're a pretty good team on paper.
I agree. And it's funny, you mentioned how the offense was a little shaky out of the chute here. Goldschmidt, who's one of the 5-6 best players in baseball, he's an absolute masher and a great first baseman. He runs pretty well, too, for a big guy. He hit about .180 or so in May. And I'm always curious when playing in the American League versus the NL, obviously those couple of years, although you were with the Nationals for a year too, but so you saw him a little bit. But when you get up close to a great player, now that he's gotten his groove back, is he even better than you thought, from the opposite coast, now seeing him every day do his thing?
He's super underrated. Man, this guy, I mean, when you're talking about, you know how good you are, he never talks about how good he is. He knows it, He just knows how good he is. And when he was hitting .180, everybody's like, oh, what's going on? And, the media's like, oh, Paul Goldschmidt, he's getting old. They're trying to figure out reasons of what's going on. And he just stayed the course. He just knew it's going to turn around. And he went berserk in June and hit like .400 with like 14 homers. But that's the more impressive thing is the way, everybody, the talent you kind of been around everybody, and you're like, ah, you know, that I knew that guy was good, and I knew he was good. But the way you walk through the difficult situations, that's to me what separates Goldschmidt from everybody else. He's just steady Eddie, you know. I mean, nothing seems to get to him. There's some frustration and competitiveness, but super impressed just the way he carries himself and handles the game situation. And on top of that, an amazing leader.
Nice. See, that we don't really get all the way out here. And it's tough to – it's hard to really show – like football, there's an aggression. Like I think of Ray Lewis coming out of the tunnel. You can lead in different ways. A quarterback like Aaron Rodgers. How does a baseball player really lead, though? Like, how is that detectable? You say he's a great leadership or a great leader. What are those qualities, Stephen?
Yeah, that's a great question, because it is so different than football, and it's so different than basketball.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many games that you're with each other every single day, and there's a lot of downtime. So there's times where, like, you know, there's some inconsistencies and maybe some guys' personalities, and it's only because – and you're going to see, it's like you're almost married to these guys, you know, 162 games, you're going to see every part of it. And when you're just consistent in who you are and what you believe in, and you come to the park and you're studying, and then, you know, when things go bad, you're not, you know, taking it out on the other team on teammates, or, you know, you're isolating yourself because you're so worried about, you know, what's going on with your own statistics. He separates that stuff, and he puts the team before himself. And when he was going bad, he went about the course and talked with guys, helped guys that were even struggling themselves, and just being there for him. That's the stuff that it's in baseball that you don't get a whole lot. You don't get those guys that put their own selfish ambition aside and say, how can I help this team right now? Because on a football team, you know, when you're leading, it's like, right now, we got to go. I got to get us together. I can talk us up, but it doesn't work like that in baseball. It's kind of this slow progression of just, man, I see no matter what situation this guy's going through, he's doing the same thing, and that's how we get to the end of the year.
Gotcha. So this is going to be a fun division. Steven Souza, it is fun. It's going to be really fun the rest of the way. Steven Souza Jr., of course, Arizona Diamondbacks outfielder, and he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney.
Steven, let me take you back.
I got a question for you guys real quick.
Go ahead. Bring it, man. What you got?
Who is your guys' sleeper this year in the NFL? Rookie sleeper. Who's your guys' one standout?
Can I take the reins on this for 1 second?
Wait, are you having your fantasy draft coming up soon?
I am.
Well, I got to tell you, now that we're talking, I didn't want to say that. We'll give you an answer in a second. I didn't want to say this, all right? But I drafted you in my fantasy baseball draft, and I held on to you. And I took you in the 13th round, coming off those 30 dingers in Tampa. And I'm saying he's got Goldschmidt around him. He's got, you know, some Pollock when he was healthy and some good sticks and a good ballpark. I had to cut you loose, man. And Steve, if I didn't like you as much as I do, like, I really tried to keep you, but I was getting lapped. I'm like, he's not healthy. So I always tell you, and I'm only being upfront because I really like you, I had to cut you.
I appreciate that. No, I would have cut myself, believe me.
But you did get picked up by, you got picked up by somebody else in my league, though, to be fair.
All right, let me give you two.
All right.
And
because
I want to say one of these running backs, but running backs are by committee these days, Steve, so it's hard to say that guy's going to get 15 touchdowns or 1,200 yards.
I know it.
It's just hard with running backs. I'm going to give you two wide receivers, and you probably saw them in week one of the preseason. They were great. Antonio Callaway in Cleveland, and then Michael Gallup in Dallas, because they don't have a big scoring threat right now with Dez gone. I think Dak seems to like him early, so Gallup might be the guy down in Dallas.
Oh, look at that.
Right. Now Callaway's in Cleveland, is that right?
He is in Cleveland.
Yep.
And Jarvis is going to be in the slot. Is he going to be on the outside then?
This guy asking serious football questions.
You know what the beauty of their setup is, and it's why we liked them until we started watching them on Hard Knocks, Stephen, is there's versatility. Right? They can be everywhere. I think you're going to get a combination of both those guys being interchangeable. That is, if Callaway can learn it, because it's a lot of intel to be able to play in the slot. It's not just go run it. You got to do all the adjustments based on what defense you get. So he might not do it early. So he'll be outside early. Jarvis will be in the slot, I think early in the season.
Wow, who are we talking to?
I'm telling you, dude, he wants to win. Do you know how serious these things get in locker rooms?
You know
we used to have a fantasy baseball one, Steve, when I was playing.
You did with the Giants,
yeah, and I was terrible because I didn't want to watch every game every week because you have to change your lineup.
Yeah.
You're only playing three times versus five times.
Yeah.
So
I know it.
I know what you're talking
about.
Hey,
I'll tell you what. I played receiver in high school. I was going to go play college. And so when I watch like receivers like that, it's always interesting to me, you know, to see guys go back and forth or try and learn the spot. Like
it's hard.
Julio to me is one of the most impressive receivers because he goes back and forth all the time. And I feel like throughout his career, he's really learned the new routes, and that's what makes him such one of the most dynamic receivers in the game.
I think he could have been an Adam Thielen type, right? What are you, about 6'4", Steven?
Man, that guy's so underrated, though, huh?
Well, so are you.
What are you? Well, you're what? You're 6'2", 6'4"?
No, he's about 6'4", right?
6'4", yeah.
No, dude, you'd be a tight end. There's no way.
Eric Decker's about 60. I could see him being a Decker type.
You're 6'4". You weigh what, 230?
225, yeah. 230.
All right, 225. Maybe you'd
probably
be a wide
receiver.
How tall is Kelvin Benjamin?
Kevin Benjamin.
I believe he's 6'5".
6'5". But he's like.
I saw him standing next to Cam the other day. I'm like, yeah, this guy's 6'5" receiver. This guy looks like a giant.
Yeah, but he's sloppy.
He's not in shape, man. If you ever
look
like that, the Diamondbacks are going to cut you. Let's call it for what it is. Steven Souza's with you. I got a serious baseball. I got a question for you now. You ready?
Emerging tight end.
I got you.
Yeah, exactly. If the Cardinals need David Johnson, rolling out Bradford to fakes it to Davis. You got Souza on a little wheel route. I don't know. All right, listen. And I want an honest answer. I don't want, I don't want to see my name in an article because Steven Souza said this. I want the real honest answer. Are you ready for the question?
I got you.
It's the toughest question you've been asked in a long time. Okay. Who's got the better stuff? What's the more uncomfortable at bat for you? Same division. Kershaw or a healthy Mad Bum?
Ooh, that's tough. So I haven't faced Kershaw ever.
Oh, you haven't?
I haven't, and this is the first time I faced Mad Bum. And from the at bat that I had off Mad Bum, he was about 90 to 92.
Yep.
And his cutter is just hard to see. So when he was 94, 95, it's got to be uncomfortable.
Yeah. Wait, what was the result of this at bat, Steven?
Well, I hit a rocket into the six hole, and Longo robbed me of a base hit with a full out extension diving play.
Okay, but that's still an out. We don't need the theatrics.
But,
you're out.
But solid contact, right?
You're out. What else did you do?
Contact.
Yeah, for us that didn't see it in the book, out, it just did out.
I lined out again to third.
So you went 0 for 2, hitless.
I was 0 for 2.
But you put bat on ball, right?
But you stung him.
I did.
Doesn't that suck?
Is how I measure the guys, like, you know, when I faced Sale last year, man, I was like 1 for 19 with like 15 Ks, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
It was just really tough to put the bat on the ball because it's so funky. And,
yeah.
He's throwing 97.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a big-time slider. I really hope he wins the Cy Young this year. But
Steve, is that
– I think he's going to.
Is that more mental than anything? Like you just said, you go 1 for 19. You struck out like more than half. Has it become mental? Do you like start psyching yourself out?
You start like inventing stuff up there. You're like, all right, well, you know, I've tried everything. So what do I do now? I started off okay. Like I think the first three ABs, I was 1 for 3 with a line drive to left,
mm-hmm.
and then he just started mixing everything up, and you kind of get halfway through, and it always felt like he was one step ahead of me. You know. I'm going up an AB and sitting on the heater, and it would be nothing but sliders,
mm-hmm.
you know. Or he'd throw the heater in the exact spot where I couldn't hit, and then, you know, I'm like, all right, I'm going to make an adjustment. I'm going to sit on the breaking ball here. And it would feel like he just attacked me with heaters in. So he's a smart pitcher. He's so aggressive. And, yeah, it can get real mental real fast.
And people wouldn't, you know, there's so many of these kids, and not just the pitchers we're talking about, but so many pitchers throw 96, mm-hmm. 97. But if you've got the stuff and you've got the mind and it's in sync, that seems like a long, long night at that level. Steven, we can do this all day, man, but we gotta get an update. We got to get a break. We got to come back, do another segment. We got to get to the blast. We will get you back on. We are obviously following, getting the late highlights on SportsCenter, obviously following you guys late night. Fun division.
Mm-hmm.
Nice to see you back healthy and good to have you back on the show.
Yeah, man. Hit us up when you come east.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you guys for having me on, and always a pleasure. I really appreciate you guys.
Be good, Steven.
And DM us your fantasy team. We want to critique it on the air. We want to see how you did, okay? DM okay, our producer awesome your fantasy team. All right?
Sounds good.
Cool, man. Thanks, Steven.
All right, guys.
You got it, pal. There you go.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.